Good morning and welcome to Perspectives, a public affairs program produced by Midwest Communications of Holland. In the 1450 WHTC newsroom, I'm News Director Gary Stevens. Lakeshore Habitat for Humanity unveiled a five-year, $1.2 million fundraising initiative that will engage corporate, city, and civic leaders in neighborhood revitalization. The nonprofit used the backdrop of the 141st project since their inception in 1989 as the setting for the announcement this past Wednesday. And this is Lakeshore Habitat for Humanity Executive Director Jack Zanstra.
Habitat last night had dedication. We dedicated another house, Home 140. Karina Gonzalez is going to be taking possession of her home very soon. She's very excited. Beautiful home on 18th Street, 368 West 18th, if you want to drive by afterwards. Some of you were there last night. Thank you for coming out. I appreciate that. So we built 140 homes. We started doing, after we got kind of comfortable with building homes, we started doing home restorations. 2008 presented a great opportunity there, and we began to do rebuilds of homes. And I think we've done 11 or 12 to date. And then it became evident that there was another issue, and that is the issue of home repair. And so Habitat has said, we're going to start doing helping homeowners to stay in their homes and create environments where they can live in safe, affordable, decent housing where they're already there, but they're facing code violations that they're not able to resolve. And so that was another important thing. So the board and other consultants and we ourselves, we talked amongst ourselves for quite a while. We prayed about it, and we said, we don't have a choice. We have to do this. This is, the need is too great. And so we said, we have to pick up this task and join with other affiliates in Michigan that are also doing this. There are about a dozen affiliates in Michigan that are rebuilding this great state. The snow's gone. I know you're probably still fresh in some of your minds, but it's gone, and it's beautiful. You know, it's, you know, right now a little overcast, but I love living in West Michigan, and I've lived here all my life, and I can't imagine living anywhere else. And so we're just so blessed to be here. But as Patrick was saying, there is truly a significant need. And so we said, we need to get after this more. We need to step it up and increase our ability to serve more families. There's no shortage of families that need housing. We began to talk about this campaign. And it was apparent that we needed to talk to some people that are partners with us that have given in the past. And we began to do that. And as we began to do that, we began to sense that there was people resonating with what we were talking about. The families that, as Patrick was alluding to, you know, you say low income, and that may send out a wrong message, but they're the backbone of our community, folks. These are the people that are working in our manufacturing sites. They're working in retail. They're putting their shoulder to the wheel, and they're doing very important work in our community that must be done. The employers in this community need these people to do this work. They just need a safe place to call home. They just want to live someplace where their kids can grow up safe and sound. Desiree, one of our homeowners here, I don't think she's here today, but I will tell you, Desiree, before she became a Habitat homeowner, in the course of 11 years, she moved 17 times. That's simply not acceptable for kids. Kids do not do well when they're moving 17 times in the course of 11 years. The studies are very clear that kids do so much better when they grow up in a safe place that is stable and is affordable, and the parents can afford it. As Patrick was saying, we make sure that our family's income is able to afford these homes that's below the 30% mark, which is so critical. That's important to us. So I cannot stress that enough. We build houses, you bet. That's a great thing. We built 140 of them. That's great. But it's about these guys. It's about Mateo, because they're going to be the ones that are coming up behind us. They're the future of our city and our community. It sounds trite, I know, but it is so true. And we need them, and we need them to grow up in a safe, affordable environment where they can thrive. And so I'm just so excited to get the houses are great. I love our volunteers. I love to pound nails myself, but that's not what it's about at the end of the day. It's the kids, and it's their future, and we have to keep our eyes fixed on that. We currently have a number of people, as I said, that we've talked to and said, what do you think? And I'm so delighted to share with you today that there are the following people that have said yes to this campaign. And I want to I may miss one or two, and I so apologize if I do that, but I want to just call them out. First of all, our own board of directors, thank you so much for fully engaging in this and saying, yes, we will fully participate in a meaningful way. They're not paying lip service to this. They're engaging with their pocketbooks and with their time, with their talent. So thank you to the board. Metal Flow Corporation, I was worried I was going to flub that one up, but I actually got it out right. Hayworth Corporation and Foundation, Heather's, I think, here today. Hi, Heather. Welcome. Quincy Street Incorporated, Perigo Foundation, Impact Business Development, EBW Electronics, Fifth Third Bank Foundation, Scott, there you are. Thank you, Scott. Scott is on our board of directors as well. Consumers Energy, John and Bamba Donnelly, and last but not least, today, Chemical Bank. And Mark and Mike are both here. Thank you so much for your generosity and for your faith and your trust in this and what we're doing. We know this is important to do, and we appreciate the fact that you recognize that as well, and that you've not only said yes to it, but you've invested with your pocketbook. That always tells a very compelling story when people actually put money with it. So we are so thankful for that. I want to outline that, as you see on our lovely graphic here, we are about to $450,000 in pledges and gifts. That's a great start. We've got a ways to go, but we're confident that with these funds, we can make an amazing impact on this community. And so it's an ambitious goal, but if it was easy, anybody could do it, right? You heard from Patrick Sisler, and you heard from Mayor Dykstra about the need. It's very evident. It's not going to go away if we avoid it. We have to face it, and we have to do all in our power to address this. And so we're putting our shoulder to it. I want to share with you a quote. I'm reading a book right now. Maybe you've read it. It's called Next Generation Leader by Andy Stanley. If you haven't read it, it's a short book, and it's really good. But there's a quote in here I want to share with you. It says, as a leader, you are sometimes called upon to go first. That takes courage. In stepping forward, you give the gift of courage to those who are watching. An act of courage has the potential to change the momentum of an entire organization and community. Courage in a strategic moment can change the playing field dramatically. This takes a lot of courage for us at Lakeshore Habitat. We hope you'll step forward with us and be a part of that. This is going to take a lot of resources. It takes, as Patrick says, government agencies, it takes corporations, it takes individual gifts, and it takes churches and other agencies as well. And we're so grateful that we in West Michigan have that tremendous infrastructure that supports us. You help make that possible. Our total goal, as I said, is $1.2 million. That's a bit of an audacious goal, but we're confident that we can do more. We believe we have the infrastructure to do more. We have the people, we have the resources, and we have a blueprint. We know how to get this done. We aren't the whole enchilada. There are a lot of other people that are part of this as well. We recognize that. But for what Lakeshore wants to do in this community, we believe that this will really launch us forward to be able to do that. So here's the big finish. Lakeshore Habitat's goal through this program, we're going to serve an additional 100 families over the next 5 years with this program or with this campaign. And this is our blueprint to rebuild the Lakeshore. For more information on this, we'd like you to visit lakeshoreblueprint.com. You can learn about that, or you want to call our offices directly. We'd be delighted to share with you and talk with you more. We want to thank you again for coming out today.
That's Lakeshore Habitat for Humanity Executive Director Jack Sandstrom. The complete video of the Lakeshore Habitat for Humanity fundraising unveiling, which includes remarks from Zanstra, homeowner Allison Almanza, Lakeshore Nonprofit Alliance Director Patrick Sisler, and Holland Mayor Kurt Dykstra, is available on our website. Go to WHTC Videos at WHTC.com. And that's Perspectives for this week. From the 1450 WHTC Newsroom, I'm Gary Stevens. Thank you very much for listening, and join me again next week at this time for more Perspectives.